Pero es la misma historia, ¿eh?
Venga, me dio sueño.
Vale, cuando quieras.
Do you think there is a particular writing technique when writing for animation?
Is there a particular writing,
technique? Is there, other techniques in order to write scripts for animation?
I don't think the technique for animation is actually different from film, from cinema. I think the most important thing for animation in terms of the writing is how the film travels through time, how a character develops, and how it changes. And I think the actual writing itself is very minimal, and if the images and the way they unfold through the film can do most of the work, that's the way to go.
But is there any difference between writing for animation, writing for live action?
Writing for live action? I think the characters have a language of their own, because animators will make whole worlds that cannot be made, say, in live action, really highly imagined worlds. The way that the characters might speak or move, or their motivations, will be very different, sometimes very comic, sometimes very tragic, but always highly imagined. So there is a different sort of language that animation users.
Vale, fuera. A ver qué quería conseguir tomando el estudio de Freud.
Que elabore un poquito
lo que va.
Could you tell us, like, what you're proposing to me on the writing workshop?
Yes.
That you're proposing tomorrow about, like, how to interpret through the objects.
Yes.
Could you elaborate a bit?
Yes. So tomorrow here, I will be leading a writing workshop. Writing in animation is often the weakest part of the whole process. And the idea is to start with a very old story. And the story is Leonardo da Vinci, as told by Freud in a psychobiography he wrote of Da Vinci, using the artist's notebooks and drawings. And Freud had this interesting idea that Leonardo da Vinci was obsessed with the mechanism of flight, because he wanted to fly back to the father who abandoned him. So it wasn't just the object, it wasn't just the obsession, the wings. It was where he wanted to fly to and who he wanted to fly to. So we start with the object, and we start with the desire to fly. And then we discover that perhaps the things we start off desiring are really about something else altogether. And so we will create we will start with the story, and then I will invite the writers, once we have discussed it, once we have drawn various moments in the story, to create their own narratives, create narratives about their own lives and their own desires.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
¿Qué es lo que ha dicho lo último?
Que bueno, una vez que ella ha propuesto la historia de que Leonardo había diseñado unas alas, sí, pero realmente el objetivo de esas alas era llegar a su padre, de alguna forma, no te lo puedo exactamente traducir todo, pero más o menos la historia es esa, que lo importante no era, lo importante es que había comenzado por un objeto, y un objeto con el objetivo de llegar al conocimiento de su padre. Lo ha explicado ella de una forma está muy claro, te lo tengo que explicar, te lo tengo que traducir palabra por palabra, la frase por frase, si no más o menos es eso.
No me quedas por la idea.
¿Listo?
Y después lo que quiere hacer es que una vez que hayas puesto y hayas formulado ese cuento, cómo la gente lo va a poder reinterpretar dentro de su sistema.